Lebanon has welcomed Iran's announcement to provide military assistance to the Lebanese army. The Lebanese foreign minister, Gibran Basil, says that his country welcomes any assistance to its military. Iran's announcement came during the visit to Beirut by the country's top security chief, Ali Shamkhani. This provoked an immediate reaction from the U.S. that Iran's planned assistance is against U.N. resolutions. But Iran's deputy foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, has now rejected Washington's criticism. Amir Abdollahian says that Tehran's help for the Lebanese army will be in line with efforts to fight terrorism and also in accordance with international law. He says that Tehran believes that the Lebanese army needs a boost to increase its abilities against terrorists. Ali Wisk, a correspondent in Beirut, joins us to tell us more about this. Ali Wisk, why is the U.S. mad about this? I mean, this is what they have said. This is ISIL is posing the biggest threat, but some arms coming from Iran to Lebanon. Is this a matter of ego? Why is the U.S. mad?
Well, of course, the U.S. has its own coalition, as we heard, in the coalition, the U.S.-led coalition to fight ISIL. So the statements made by the U.S. State Department saying that Iran might be in violation of some U.N. Security Council resolutions are, I think, traditionally just part of this usual American rhetoric about, Iran, about any role Iran could play. So I don't think, it does signify that big of, an issue or that big of a matter. But I do think that it's important to note when it comes to Iran's strategy in fighting ISIL, it has a lot of advantages, or it appears to be stronger than any U.S.-led coalition. And this is something I mentioned before, due to the fact that Iran clearly has outlined where its allies are and where its foes are. That is contrary to the U.S. administration in its fight against ISIL, particularly in Syria, where the lines seem murky when it comes to who are the allies and who are the foes. For example, ISIL is a foe or an enemy, as too is Bashar al-Assad. Then we hear about the moderate opposition, and hence you have this confusing situation. With Iran, as I was saying, the lines appear a lot more clear, and that hence would make Iran play a more pivotal, a more effective role in fighting ISIL. So the Iranian assistance to the Lebanese army, I think, would come within this framework of an effective strategy to counter ISIL and to counter Takfiris, particularly in these three main countries who are suffering from this problem, who are Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon, all of whom have said that Iran has assisted. Don't forget that Iraq itself said that Iran was the first to assist in the fight against Takfiris. So I think what we're seeing is that Iran is broadening in general its role in fighting ISIL and creating some kind of a second maybe coalition or an alternative coalition which could be more effective in this battle.
Quickly, if you can, it's not really related to this piece of news, but I need to ask your opinion on this. There was news that came out roughly about 4 or 5 days ago, Ali, and the source was the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is based out of London. And it said that there's been a pact that's been signed, so to speak, between the ISIL and the FSA that says that, if for the FSA not to attack ISIL, and since their common goal is the ouster of Assad, for them to go in that direction. Is that true? Do you believe that piece of news? And if so, doesn't that show that the U.S. then has other plans other than fighting the ISIL when it comes to the ISIL in Syria, which is ultimately their obsession with wanting Assad to be pushed out of power?
If I want to answer the last part of your question, I believe in the immediate future, the Obama administration and Obama himself has made it clear that the priority is to fight ISIL and other groups like Khorasan, for example. He did say that those who want to kill American civilians, they represent the immediate threat, and they are ISIL and Khorasan. Therefore, for now, until the immediate future, I don't think that, toppling Assad is that much of a concern for Obama, because from now until the end of his presidency, in the time where he's thinking about his legacy, any attack on an American embassy, any attack on American interests would be disastrous for his legacy. That's why it leads me to the conclusion that his focus now would be to fight ISIL. Now, with regards to the second part of your question about FSA and ISIL, a pact, yes, because we have heard from now that the so-called moderate opposition is expressing anger towards the US-led coalition, because this coalition is striking, you know, Khorasan, as we said, and Nusra is striking ISIL, and it is in one way or another, deliberately or non-deliberately, strengthening Bashar al-Assad. And therefore, these, you know, so-called moderate oppositions, because of that situation, are aligning more with the so-called Islamic State or ISIL. So that could indeed proved to be true, yes. One other very quick comment I want to make is that Turkey might be attempting to blackmail now the Obama administration by saying, if you want our assistance, then your goal must be broadened in order to include the toppling of Bashar al-Assad, if you want to use your bases here in Turkish territory. So I think the Turkish role is something to watch, whether or not it is able to drag the Obama administration into indeed going ahead and toppling Assad, which Erdogan said today, the Turkish president, remains a Turkish priority.
Thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure, as usual. That's, of course, Manali Rus talking to us there from Beirut. Thank you.